And of course, we'll be here all week in the media center at Lucas Oil Stadium. The scouting combine continues live tomorrow and Friday as well here in the media center. Also, coming up down the line, there's Pro Days, Nebraska and USC, the Pro Days that are scheduled so far. There might be a couple of more on the docket. And then draft profiles as the pre-draft season continues.
I think we might get to Florida's Pro Day. I think you might head down there.
Maybe.
All right.
We'll see.
You can drive.
Depends on the scheduling.
Yeah. That's right.
Don't speed down 301.
No, do not.
Don't want to do that. Live from the Scouting Combine, this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Glad you're with us today. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier. Some of the news today.
Mm-hmm.
The top pick brass all spoke today. The Bucks and the Titans, head coach and GM both spoke today. It sounds pretty clear what the Bucks are going to do. He didn't come out and say, hey, we're drafting this quarterback, but you cut the veteran backup quarterback who played a lot of last year. Mm-hmm. Keep Glennon as the only quarterback. You have the number one pick. There's a quarterback there. You do the math, and that's pretty much what's going to be, right?
And that's what today has become in terms of players not the star-studded roster speaking to the media that there will be tomorrow and Friday. So that's where we'll focus the next couple of days, is on the players.
Kickers and long snappers aren't stars?
Well, Carson Tinker's a star in my book. But so today really was about, they put the Titans guys and the Bucks guys up before noon. That's the story. So what did they say? As expected, not much.
Right.
They're very vague, as you get this time of year. All the buzz is that the Bucks are taking quarterback, as Pete mentioned. They're not going to say that. Rustin Webster, who's the Titans general manager, was pretty good on Leonard Williams. You know, again, not tipping hands, but saying, hey, when you get a guy who can do both things the way he can, stop the run, rush the passer, that's rare. Also was very specific that he has not promised Zach Bettenberger, who is sort of the quarterback in waiting if they don't take one, hasn't promised him anything. So, again, holding cards close to the vest, which you expect. But interesting in that they all said they liked these guys throwing. They all said they're very open to trade.
Mm-hmm.
All those things you expect. But the buzz that you hear is that the Bucks go Winston and that the Titans have a decision to make.
Right. And that, of course, can affect what the Jaguars do at three or don't do, or any trade possibilities.
And we talked about that so much with Pete.
Yeah.
I think as if you get a clear indication over the next couple of weeks or months that, yeah, the Titans are taking Leonard Williams, then all of a sudden that three spot gets a lot more interesting than maybe I've given it credit for, maybe a lot of people. That three spot gets interesting, and the overwhelming question, which we talked a lot about with Pete, 17 spots for the Eagles to move up. Boy, that's a lot to move up and to move back, but it's going to be a good storyline as we go forward.
So the rest of the day today, Rex Ryan was on the podium a little bit earlier. The Bills head coach, Jack Del Rio, is scheduled to be on the podium, in fact, right now. Some other notable coaches today. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll have live coverage of Gus Bradley's press conference. He's slated to join us as well. But that'll be, what time is that? 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And 12 o'clock tomorrow is Gus Bradley press conference. And then Dave Caldwell speaks on Friday. We'll carry that for you live as well. So a busy few days coming up here. And that'll be the storyline the next 2 days, at least on Jaguars.com, is what do Gus and Dave say about number three?
Well, and they'll probably say about as much as the Bucks and Titans guys said about theirs, which is what you expect.
Sure.
But you can get a vibe and you can get a feel, and this is a good place to start getting familiar with the storylines and getting that feel that you get from talking to people and just sort of reading the tea leaves. So that's where we're at, speculating and pontificating, right?
Yes, we are.
That's right.
Indeed. Get more in 2015 season tickets. Become a Jag season ticket member and get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. Great seating available for any budget. Visit Jaguars.com or call and speak to an account manager, 633-2000. That'll do it for our show today from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Thanks to Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com senior NFL columnist and Jaguars Monday radio analyst. Of course, for John Osier, Dave DeCandis, Patrick Cavanaugh, everyone involved back in Jacksonville, this is J.P. Shadrick. Look for our coverage a little later on Jaguars.com. We'll join you live again right here from Lucas Oil Stadium. It's Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank.